Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Michael Flynn has long been seen as someone at the center of the bigger probe that Robert Mueller is conducting, the special counsel, into Russian meddling in the election and the possibility of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia on those efforts. The fact today is that in addition to pleading guilty to making false statements to the FBI, Flynn also released a statement saying that he was taking the action in the best interests of his family and country. He says he also is cooperating with the investigation led by Mueller. That is significant because I think right now there's got to be concern in the Trump White House that there's more to come, that this is the way Robert Mueller has operated in past investigations. You get cooperation from someone, a material witness in the probe, by getting them to plead guilty to sort of a lesser charge, and then more information is to follow.
VOA's Jim Malone reporting. President Trump calling reports he is trying to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out of post at the State Department is fake news. Tillerson says it is laughable, even though tensions have been at times high between him and the president. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis expected to pressure Pakistan to end the alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country, part of a four-nation tour that began Friday. Mattis will also visit Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. This is VOA News. German police have destroyed a suspected improvised explosive device in Potsdam, a small city on the outskirts of the nation's capital, Berlin. Police warn there might be other packages in the area. Incident takes on special significance in light of last year's deadly terror attack on a Christmas market in a wealthy shopping area of Berlin. Incident left 12 people dead, dozens others injured. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a government agriculture research center and adjoining university hostel in northwestern Pakistan, left at least 9 people dead, more than 35 others wounded. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
The gunmen arrived at the agricultural college disguised in burqas and wounded a guard before entering the campus.
As we were running out of the room, the attackers saw us and started firing at us. But God saved us. I ran and hid behind the garden. Shells hit the garden.
Police and troops were summoned to the scene and killed the attackers. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility, saying they had targeted a safe house of the military's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. The group has a history of launching attacks on the country. Its deadliest in 2014, when Taliban gunmen killed 134 children at Peshawar's Army Public School. The militant group is fighting to topple the government and install its own strict interpretation of Islamic law.
Reuters' Pascal Davies. Been another day of protest in Honduras as the country's electoral court begins hand-counting votes showing inconsistencies from Sunday's presidential election. Authorities reported at least one protester died in unrest triggered by the unfinished count. Doctors in France have found the first evidence that a drug normally used to treat lung, kidney, or skin cancer may be able to eradicate HIV-infected cells in people with the AIDS virus. This news comes on World AIDS Day, and Lynn Erdman, CEO of the Association of Women's Health Obstetrics and Neonatal Nurses, speaks with VOA about the World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day is designed to raise or heighten awareness about AIDS and HIV. I think we oftentimes get complacent, thinking it's been around for a while, and we forget that people are still being diagnosed with HIV.
Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.